Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 7:07 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You are listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we really appreciate it. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Representative Mike Rogers from Michigan, former chairman of the Intel Committee, but also, well, he knows a little thing or two about Michigan politics, and that state goes to the ballot box today for their primary. We'll get his take. 8:05 brings us Trevor Maddich. Find out about how the Redskins will move on from RG3 and how RG3 will move on from the Redskins. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC, well, maybe he can help us get to the bottom of Trump's shifting position on H-1B visas. I mean, if anyone can, Larry Kudlow can. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, the great one, Mark Levin, a host of WMAL weekend show, weekdays, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMAL. Also launching this week, Mark Levin TV. We'll talk about that in a moment. And Larry and I and Chris and Mark are all going to be on the stage together out the Birchmere this weekend for our big free speech forum.
It's all Beatles covers, right? We're going to be doing?
I'm bringing my guitar. Are you playing bass, I hear?
Yeah.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, I'm good, but let's start by talking about politics because, you know, Mark, these are interesting times we live in.
On the Democratic
side of the equation, we got a woman.
Disgusting, he said.
We have a candidate who may well be indicted. We have a communist/socialist who's running.
Right.
On the Republican side of the equation, a man who goes on the stage and talks about the size of his manhood. Everywhere, Republicans are eating each other alive. These are difficult times. We need a clarion voice, such as yours, Mark, to help us understand.
I thought we were going to get a clarion voice such as Kudlow's. Boy, that guy's flipped, hasn't he? No offense. I'm just making the point. You know, my attitude about all this, Brian, from the beginning is find the most conservative candidate we can and get that person nominated. That's what we need. We need a conservative president, not somebody who switches their positions repeatedly. And I've had a very open mind about this at the beginning. Certain candidates I wanted nothing to do with, but I had a very open mind about Trump early on. And then as the campaign went on and his antics picked up and then his positions became less clear, I soured on a lot of it. So, you know, I know we have a lot of people in our audiences who say Trump's the guy, he's a leader, he's a this, he's a that. They can't even tell you today where he stands on immigration, on these H-1B visas. On the wall, he said something to the New York Times editorial board that he doesn't want made public. 35-45% tariffs on China. Do you know what that will result in? A depression. How do we know that? Because it happened before with the Smoot-Hawley Acts under Herbert Hoover, who also was a businessman, successful, and an outsider. It's not a question of outsider, insider, establishment, non-establishment, although to me that's somewhat relevant. It's a matter of getting a constitutional conservative who believes in real free market capitalism, who will help create jobs, unleash the wealth in this country, put his thumb on the bureaucracy, allow the American people to conduct their business, to create wealth, to create opportunity, to create jobs. Mexico doesn't determine what happens in this country economically. Their economy is tiny. The economy of China is like $2.2 trillion. We have $17 trillion economy. I don't believe in selling technology to China. It's an enemy state. They're mm-hmm. building islands out there to cut off the South China Sea. They should be treated that way. But the American people, the problem we have here is a smothering centralized government. You try and start a business in this country. It's not Japan. It's the EPA. It's the Agriculture Department. It's the IRS. This is the stuff we have to clean up. So my attitude is we got to get behind the most conservative candidate we can and fight on our principles, reach out to the American people, explain why we're right, and for the first time, if you're 45 years or younger, you'll have a chance to actually vote for a conservative.
Mark, over the last 6 months, there's been such a debate within the Republican Party about who should be the standard bearer and who's the most conservative or who's the most electable. But frankly, I think we forget what's going on over with the Democrats. And frankly, I think you're at your best when you start to rip apart their positions. This is from the debate Sunday night. Bernie Sanders, listen to this.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Can you refocus us for a moment about who we're up against in November and if either one of these win, what it will mean to our nation?
Yeah, this is a very sick man. I watched this entire debate. They oppose fracking. You know what fracking is? It's energy independence. It means hundreds of billions of dollars aren't going to go to these Middle East terror-supporting states. Energy independence, we've been on the precipice of this now, and they want to stop it. So they're anti-American growth, anti-American industrialization. This is a degrowth movement, and they are racist to their hearts. Here you have the most translucent people running ever in American history. They're not even white Americans. They're translucent Americans. And they go on and on about how we can't know what it's like to be black. Well, then why are they running? I don't even understand their position. But that said, do you know there's no poor white people in America?
Yeah.
Have they ever been to Appalachia? There's plenty of poor white people. That's why we conservatives are saying all people, regardless of race and color, join us in a freedom agenda, in a growth agenda, in an opportunity agenda. So they're racialists, they're anti-capitalists, they're big government centralists. We've had enough of this stuff. And when you watch these debates, I don't watch these. Do you really watch these debates? I watch the clips of these debates.
I go back and forth. Sometimes.
I mean, it's Saturday night.
Depends on how late it is.
You got to have something else to do. But it's like watching two leftist professors at some backwoods university, adjunct professors, stuck on old Soviet Stalinist mentality, debating each other. You couldn't even fill a lunchroom when that used to take place.
So this weekend, you're going to be on the stage out at the Birchmere with me and Larry and Chris Plant for what we're calling our free speech forum. We're gonna give everybody the answers they need to have, aren't we? I mean, it seems like you get four great minds, or one great mind and three other guys on the stage there, that we ought to be able to solve the world's problems in about an hour.
I meant to ask you this. What are we all wearing? Are we wearing the same thing?
We're having a meeting about that right after
the
show.
What are you wearing is more along the lines of what I do on the radio, Mark Levin, not you.
I mean, are we matching clothes? What are we doing? As long as we're not wearing a tie, I'm perfectly fine.
Yes. All right, no ties. We'll say that right here. No ties. But it's going to be an interesting event.
We're going to have a blast, aren't we?
And you can go to WML.com to get some tickets. And then the other thing we want to talk about is your new venture called Mark Levin TV, which you can watch at LevinTV.com.
Yeah, we had our first episode yesterday. We're actually having a blast. You know, you work out the kinks, but we're going to do five shows a week. That's a lot.
It is.
I'll tell you what, I don't. Cable, the network, satellite, I don't really think I fit in there, and they don't really fit in what I'm trying to do. And as we go through, you know, our audience, people who watch this, they'll see this grow as time goes on. But I wanted to push out another platform. Look, radio is the hub. Radio is what I love. It's what we all love. It's where we have millions and millions of listeners, and this is what I've always wanted to do my entire life. This is just a little subset of that. It's a little piece of that.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the radio show. It's nothing like the radio show, even though there's a few overlapping things. But I want to sit down with people and discuss history and philosophy, do that sort of thing that used to be done without all the segments and the interruptions and people telling you about ratings. The ratings are, if people sign up, you know, they'll watch it. If they don't sign up, they won't watch it. But it gives people an alternative at 9 p.m. at night to what's on TV now. I can't watch this TV stuff anymore where you have a conga line of guests yelling at each other. You learn nothing. You know nothing. They have their agendas. You're done and you're scratching your head or you're fed up. Why do that to yourself?
Yeah. Everyone should know it's incredible high quality. I'm a subscriber. I saw the first episode last night. Your tribute to Nancy Reagan. You seemed like you were close to tears, frankly, Mark, after that video montage. And we want everyone to know, yes, Mark Levin is with us for a lifetime. He's already signed a contract on radio, so don't think that this is going to in any way get him off the radio. Lifetime contract, right, Mark?
9 years is a lifetime in radio. We all know that.
Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations on the venture, Levin TV.
Yeah, and we'll see you Saturday. No ties.
Look forward to it, baby.
All right, we're going to have a good time. A good time will be had by all. Right now, 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound, the BW Parkway slows down Laurel Fort Meade Road to Laura Bowie Road. Northbound Pennsylvania Avenue, a slow ride. Branch Avenue to Minnesota Avenue. Outer loop of the Beltway, that's a slow ride. 95 to Georgia Avenue. Also between the Eisenhower Avenue connector and Telegraph Road. The inner loop near Wilson Bridge, disabled truck. It takes out the right lane. This is the local lanes. Southbound Anacostia Freeway is crowded. 50 to Benning Road to East Capitol Street. Southbound 270 gets crowded. Shady Grove Road up to 28. That delay continues as you make your way up to Montrose Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, listen, it's going to be really nice for the next few days. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times today, but a high of 75. Tonight it only dips down to 51. Tomorrow, the crown jewel of the week, it appears. Sunny and a high of 78. Thursday in the upper 70s as well, but partly cloudy skies. And on Friday, temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is now 717 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, nothing says a late 70s, early 80s hard rock like AC/DC. And, you know, this is his 1979 hit, Highway to Hell. The vocalist here, the original vocalist for the for AC/DC was Bon Scott. And so that vocalist is Bon Scott. The new vocalist who replaced him, Brian Johnson, you know him. I mean, he's just iconic voice, and he's a Scottish dude and just a lover of life. He is the lead singer for AC/DC, has been since 1980, but now he is being told, isn't it amazing that AC/DC continues to rock it and continues to go considering the level that they perform at? He's been told that he has to stop touring with the band, otherwise he will suffer severe and total hearing loss.
Wow.
Yeah, and you would think that it would be his voice that goes first. I mean, with the kind of vocals they do on AC/DC. I mean, that is so, he screams every lyric.
I don't know how you do that.
His voice is still intact, but his hearing is basically almost completely gone, and he's going to have to stop touring. Now, AC/DC will continue to tour with somebody else doing the vocals, but nobody does those vocals like Brian Johnson.
You know, and today, a lot of people use these inner ear pieces, and it protects you somewhat. I mean, you can control the amount of sound that you're getting when you're on stage. But these guys, before those things became, you know, popular and used on a regular basis, you were just out there on the stage enduring whatever those amplifiers were cranking out. And it's you know, if you do that night after night after night, I mean, it doesn't take long for your hearing to go to hell.
Meanwhile, also, let's see what you did there with AC/DC. Mm-hmm. Highway to Hell. Also in rock and roll news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they met in an elevator or not.
Yeah.
Or if she's his ragdoll. But Steven Tyler is now dating someone. And good for Steven Tyler. We're very excited for him. How old is he, 94?
Yeah, he's old. I don't know.
Well, his girlfriend, Amy Preston, spelled A-I-M-E-E, because that's just what the kids do these days.
Yeah.
Amy Preston, Steven Tyler's girlfriend, is 28 years old.
28 years old.
You've got a problem with that?
Well, I mean, I know you don't have a problem with that.
Not sure what you're implying there. She is 39 years 39 years younger than the aging rocker from Aerosmith.
So that means he is
28 plus 39.
He's 67.
There you go. And by the way, his daughter, the actress from Lord of the Rings and that thing
Liv.
You do, Liv Tyler, she is 39 years old.
So he's dating somebody who is 10 years younger than his daughter.
That is correct.
Oh, my.
So stop giving me a hard time, okay? Meanwhile,
if your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll
you know,
sink
who
like
would have guessed this would have been a classic rock and roll voice of any kind?
But Bob Dylan has been able to keep it going for all these years.
And Bob Dylan is now announcing that he's going to release his, wait for it, 37th studio album.
And we won't be able to understand one thing he's saying on this one either.
It's pretty incredible. And he'll be touring, by the way, North American shows. Now, his last album was a bunch of covers of Frank Sinatra's songs, but this will actually, it's called Fallen Angels, and it will actually be all original music.
I met Bob Dylan.
He's preferred. Did you?
Yeah. At RFK, he was opening act for The Grateful Dead. And it was like 107 degrees that day. And I went out there because they were expecting a lot of people to pass out. And I was backstage, and I met Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with him. I have no idea what he said.
Well, listen, if you would like to see this tour, you can go check it out July 5th and 6th at Wolf Trap. He'll be there.
Bob.
How about that? Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian tweeted out
a
nude picture of herself.
Okay.
And I mean very nude. I mean, you can't get much nuder.
She's naked.
It is, perennial Jay Bird.
Yes.
And she did include two little black strips, you know, like they used to do over people's eyes in the old days.
Right.
There was a black strip covering up her little naughty bits.
Okay.
Her little upstairs, downstairs naughty bits.
Okay.
And and everybody was all agog about it, and everybody was screaming bloody murder, and everybody was, oh, my gosh. And she was had platinum blonde hair, by the way.
Okay.
But only one person summed up the entire thing with one brilliant, pithy tweet.
Oh, who would that be?
Bette Midler, Divine Miss M. This has now been retweeted 71,000 times and favorited 92,000 times on Twitter. In just one day, her response to Kim Kardashian's nude picture, I'm quoting Miss Midler, Kim Kardashian tweeted a nude selfie today. If Kim wants us to see a part of her we've never seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera. It's 722 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
By the way, I did see the picture of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, you looked.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I can just tell you, no bags or puffiness. But if you have bags or puffiness,
wow,
you can get Genucel to fix
that. That's what you were checking out.
Genucel from Chamonix is a product that I've been telling you about for years. But do you know how Chamonix even got started? Here's
no,
what happened.
Don't tell me the story.
A lady asked a pharmacist friend named George, to recommend a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. She apparently had some issues that Kim Kardashian has not quite experienced yet. He could have told her it doesn't exist, but instead he mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. And a few weeks later, there's a waiting list for all these ladies who want George's cream, as they called it. That's how Chamonix was born. He's an American entrepreneur. He says, oh, maybe there's a business in this for me. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand. The products are infused with antioxidants, use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. Right now, if you order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, Genucel, which I use and I love. If you order it right now, George is going to double your order absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Spring is here. Lawnmowers, soccer games, and so many commercials for replacement windows, you don't know where to begin. Start by visiting thewindowman.com. Since 1989, thewindowman.com has been your local educational window company, featuring two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your current wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm Windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders. See us for saving details, limited time offer.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway at Wilson Bridge, disabled truck now over on the shoulder. The outer loop of the Beltway slows down the Eisenhower Avenue connector to Telegraph Road and 95 to Georgia Avenue. Anacostia Freeway southbound gets crowded 50 to Baker Street as you make your way to East Capitol Street. Southbound 270 gets crowded 370 going up to 28. Delay continues to the 270 spur. Traffic brought to you by Vivolka. Baking authentic European-style creations has never been easier. New Vivolka puff pastry, croissant, and pizza dough. It's European bakery style, made easy. Look for it in the refrigerator dough aisle and find delicious recipes and more at WeWantVivolka.com. It's Vivolka. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warmth will continue to build. I'm not sure about record warmth, but warm enough as we'll see a few clouds around at times. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy as we go through today. 75 up in the upper 70s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees, 526 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, looking at Maryland politics for just a moment. some pretty interesting numbers that are out. Let's talk about our friend Larry Hogan, the Republican governor of a state in which Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. The Republican governor has a 70% approval rating. That is astonishing. 70% of the 809 registered voters that were interviewed by the Gonzales Research and Marketing Strategies company said they approved of the job that he was doing. At roughly two-thirds of Hogan's second General Assembly session, 18% say they disapprove. The margin of error, 3.5%. I mean, for a Republican governor in a Democratic state to have a 70% approval rating is almost unheard of.
Yep.
So, wow, Governor Hogan getting it done over there. I'm very impressed with that. So that is something to watch. I mean, who could take him on? I don't know of any politician in the state who could challenge this guy.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. By the way, one other thing in the Senate race for Barbara Mikulski's seat, it's pretty much
the seat currently held by Barbara Mikulski.
That's right. Yes, it's pretty much a tie between Donna Edwards and Chris Van Hollen. Van Hollen, 41. And I'm sorry, I lost my number here, but it's 41-42. It's like 1 point
well,
different.
Well, if I may, that's for the Democratic nomination. There will be a Republican running in the race. It's not just between those
excuse
two.
Excuse me, you're right.
Well, absolutely. And the Baltimore Sun right now has a poll, but it was conducted months ago in November. Kathy Zelega has 15%. Richard Douglas has 9%. Barry Glassman, 8%. Chris Kafalas, 5%. And the rest even lower than that. So 59% undecided right now. There will be a debate amongst those candidates coming up in the next several days.
Just to be sure, clear, it's 42 for Van Hollen, 41 for Edwards. So it's nip and tuck in the Democratic nomination.
I think Republicans who would like to see that seat go to into their hands are sort of enjoying the idea of these two spending a lot of money tearing each other apart. We shall see what happens in the Republican side.
And the Republican can get a very popular governor to go out and campaign
for them. That's
right,
exactly. 729 on WMAO.
The winter weather was brutal on your rugs and carpet. Salt, sand, dirt, all kinds of stuff buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Right now, take advantage of Hadid's once-in-a-lifetime deal. When you clean two rugs, you can get a third rug at equal or lesser value, clean for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Call now and also receive free pickup and delivery, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Minimum order does apply. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Well, Michiganders go to the polls today to cast their ballots in their primary. And luckily, we have Representative Mike Rogers, former congressman from Michigan, who's going to be here to give us his assessment of that. Also talk about some national security issues. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. There are primaries in Michigan and Mississippi for Republicans and Democrats today, with the GOP also holding caucuses in Idaho and Hawaii as Donald Trump looks to solidify his front-runner status.
At the top of the GOP pack, Trump and Ted Cruz seem to want to go head-to-head, one person in the way.
A turning point awaits in this election and for this country, and it begins here in Florida.
Marco Rubio, not expected to do well again today, is banking on his home state to turn things around. But the Sunshine State is also ground zero for the Stop Trump movement.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Meanwhile, Democrats Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are battling for votes today in Mississippi and Michigan.
What a frenetic final day of campaigning it was. Talk of the auto bailout, talk about trade, talk about guns. But Hillary Clinton is increasingly trying to impress upon Democrats the time is now to start thinking long term, thinking toward the fall. At her closing rally in Detroit, listen to what she said to Democrats rallying for her.
The sooner I could become your nominee, the more I could begin to turn our attention to the Republicans.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny reporting. A new poll out this morning shows that Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's approval rating has climbed again. According to that Gonzales poll, Hogan now has the approval of 7 out of 10 Marylanders, including more than half of all Democrats. Those two volunteer firefighters in Stafford County have been reinstated after initially being suspended for rushing a small child to the hospital on a fire truck instead of waiting for an ambulance as the rules require. County Fire Chief Mark Lockhart conceded that although the firemen broke the rule, circumstances sometimes call for quick decisions to be made. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,074, the Nasdaq at 4708. Sports: the Caps put an end to Anaheim's 11-game winning streak. NBA: the Wizards visit the Trailblazers tonight. Exhibition baseball: the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is in the air. It's time to open those windows and clean them so you can let the fresh spring air in. Are your windows hard to open? Can't clean the outside simply and quickly? Well, that sounds bad. How about a window you can open so you can clean both sides in a matter of seconds? It will also help you save energy all year long. Doesn't that sound better? Call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK to ask about a free window. This is Brian Wilson, and old worn-out windows can make your house look gloomy and drive up your utility bills. New windows will make your house shine and will help reduce your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds better to me. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient windows. They make the best windows in town, eliminating the middleman and saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Has the performance of the stock market been worrying you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Volatility can be unnerving, especially if you didn't realize your investments could lose so much money or lose it so quickly. If you don't have the diversified portfolio you need, or if you're uncertain of what your strategy should be, now's the time to call us. At Edelman Financial Services, we advise more than 30,000 clients, and we've been doing this through turbulent times for nearly 30 years. If you didn't go through the crash of 87, the tech bubble of 2000, or the credit crisis of 08, no worries, because we have. Call us, and you can benefit from our experience. Our phone number is 888-PLAN-REC. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Carolyn, I'm proposing to Jill, and I can't do it without you.
Me?
Yes, your engagement ring is incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
You should have seen the proposal. Champagne, candlelight, flowers, private room at the best place in town. And when the waiter brought dessert, this amazing couture ring was on the plate.
Couture?
He picked the stone and created the design. It's as romantic and unforgettable as the first time we met.
Where do I get that?
I'll let you in on our secret.
Please.
There's a little store in Falls Church. It's called Dominion Jewelers. They make every piece on site, so you'll work with a designer to create a one-of-a-kind engagement ring that's as special as she is and as beautiful and unique as your own love story.
And the cost?
At Dominion Jewelers, you're buying right from the people who make your jewelry, so you'll pay about half of what you'd spend in a typical jewelry store.
A couture custom-made ring for half the cost?
Yes.
Sounds like the secret to a happy marriage.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. On Saturday, appointments are preferred.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and NewHomesGuide.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of loop of the Beltway, right after Telegraph Road, there's an accident. It's down to one lane as a pickup truck hit a car, and the truck is facing the wrong way in the local lane. Also, the outer loop, some heavy volume, New Hampshire Avenue going up to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop at Wilson Bridge, disabled truck over on the shoulder. Southbound 270 at Montrose Road, an accident on the shoulder. And right after Shady Grove Road, there's an accident taking out the left lane. Also on southbound 270, heavy volume 370 up to Falls Road. Eastbound 66, a slow ride, 28 going up to 50. Also between 29 and Business 234 in Stafford. Northbound Route 1 at Garrisonville Road, there's an accident over on the shoulder. Westbound 66 is crowded Glebe Road as you make your way to Sycamore Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warmth will continue to build. I'm not sure about record warmth, but warm enough, as we'll see a few clouds around at times. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy as we go through today, 75 up in the upper 70s by tomorrow.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Warrenton, 45 in Hyattsville, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, our good friend Trevor Maddich is going to be here to talk about the departure of RG3 from the Redskins. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you. That is the state motto of the Great Lakes State of Michigan. And today, primary day in the Wolverine State, and there's a lot of presidential candidates who are seeking a pleasant result in that peninsula, both of those peninsulas, I should say. Joining us right now, Representative Mike Rogers, who's forgotten more about Michigan politics than we'll ever know.
I don't know about that, but I was very impressed. Do you say Michigander or Michiganian?
I say Michigander.
As do I.
Well done.
Well, yes, he is absolutely a Michigan.
Yeah, he is. Baby. Well, he qualified. That was a test.
So let me ask you, Congressman, has anyone sought the Jim Harbaugh endorsement here? Because I would think that the head coach of Michigan will Wolverines would pretty much put somebody over the top.
I'll tell you the guy that puts somebody over the top in Michigan right now, Tom Izzo. You get that endorsement, forget it, you're done.
March Madness time. Well, who does have the inside edge right now? As we've seen in a lot of these states, early voting indicates that there was a lot of Trump momentum, but boy, things have swung around as we saw in Kentucky, in Louisiana, in Kansas just over the last 2 weeks.
So interesting trend in the polls just in the last few days. So the last overnight poll last night showed that Trump had dropped a bit. So he was in that 42%, 43%, 44% range.
At one point, like 18 points up. Right?
Yeah, now he's under 40%. So I think the last number I saw was 36. Now, Cruz and Rubio hovering around that from 20 to 23. But here's something interesting. So the west side of the state tends to be a little more evangelical in its voting. Cruz has spent a lot of time there, has lots of great get-out-the-vote operations going on, a much better ground game than Trump. That's where I think you could see the swing. If he goes up 5, Trump goes down 5, it's a real race for Michigan.
Wow. So the conventional wisdom is it was a big lead, even if there's a change in momentum, the time is running out. That's what often happens. I mean, Rubio, for example, often does very well. Cruz often does very well in the last-minute deciders, but you just run out of time.
And that's probably true in this case, too. I do think Trump probably edges it out. The intensity of his voters is unbelievable all across the state, that you'll see that real intensity. So they're going to show up. They're going to vote for Trump. Now it's the other campaigns. Can they get enough people to either at least come close or even overtake
now
him?
You hail from southeastern Michigan, Wayne County, Oakland County. This is the Motor City part of Michigan where there's been a lot of manufacturing. But it's all gone away, or a whole lot of it has gone away. Donald Trump has been sort of reinventing the Republican position on trade issues, and he's appealing to the idea that, you know, these trade agreements we've got with all these foreign countries is not helping us. It's taking manufacturing jobs out of this country. Does that message resonate?
Oh, it absolutely resonates in Michigan. I mean, the issue there is, and some of these union voters pretty savvy, they understand that Buick sells more cars in China than they sell in the United States. Hmm. So you have to be absolutely careful. Your job probably depends, if you're in one of those Buick plants, on some Chinese citizen buying your vehicle.
That's interesting.
And so they get that. They understand the value of trade. They're concerned, though, about the kind of deal they get. So his conversation is resonating not only with union members, but there's a lot of non-union shops that build wiper blades and everything that goes into that car. That resonates with them as well.
Democratic side of the equation, how do you think that's going to play out?
I think Hillary, she has kind of that institutional union support. That's a big deal in Michigan in the Democrat primary. Hard to beat going into tomorrow's election. I think she thumps them pretty good.
I want to talk to you about some other issues because you are the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and we have been watching with great interest the Hillary investigation into her email server. Brian Pagliano has been granted immunity, and a lot of people say that suggests that the investigation is moving forward at a pretty good pace. And then there is this, apparently because he was granted immunity, it now seems possible that the Congress could ask him to come back and testify because he had always said he would take the Fifth. If he's granted immunity, he can't take the Fifth. Isn't that right?
Well, unless there's the possibility of separate charges is my understanding. So I think he would use that as an opportunity to try to not come back to Congress and testify. My argument is let the investigators have this right now. Wait. If I were Congress, I would wait. This is still going to be an issue for them going months ahead, 2 months ahead. But as a former FBI guy, you want your investigators to have the opportunity to get a little legs underneath them on this investigation. If they're granting immunity, that should tell every American that there is something real here. This is not some political partisan event. This
There's no there. She said again last night and was asked about, you know.
But what option does she have? Right. What is she going to say? Well, there really is, but I'm not talking.
She says she has not been told that she is the target of an investigation. Does that surprise you?
No, that doesn't surprise me. I'm sure she hasn't asked the U.S. Attorney's Office if she is either. Sometimes you don't want to know that answer.
This is a don't ask, don't tell situation.
Exactly.
For Hillary.
Yeah. So she, yes, I'm sure they didn't. They don't send out letters and say you're the subject of an investigation until they're really close to an indictment anyway, normally.
Can I ask you, Congressman Rogers, I don't know where you stand on the primaries. I'm guessing, have you endorsed?
I have not endorsed the candidate.
So there's a lot of talk, and there was a lot of talk this weekend at CPAC about the splintering of the Republican Party. And you've got your establishment Republicans, they're backing somebody like Marco Rubio. You've got your grassroots constitutional conservatives backing Ted Cruz, and then you've got this populist streak and the sort of burn it all down kind of Republicans, and I don't mean that in a bad way, frankly, backing Donald Trump. The conversation seems to be getting so volatile right now that it appears that there's no way to bring all three of those factions together and rally around one candidate. What is your impression of that? Because the party has been through this before in the past.
Yeah, absolutely we have as a party. And when you go through this, every primary is hard, and you know some notion that politics is. Everybody says that's just not personal. Don't take it personal. It's personal. You insult you and your family and everybody you know, and they'll call you everything but by your Christian name.
How is that not personal?
How is that not personal? Exactly right. So what happens is, as this thing goes forward, everybody will dust themselves off. The winner will be found. And then the comparison is who we have versus who the other team has.
Right.
And you'll be surprised how fast those people come back together, because the differences in this big swath of the party seem pretty small when you look at the differences between the other parties.
Only 30 seconds left, but if you were back in the game, if you were running for re-election right now in your district in Michigan, would you be bothered by Donald Trump being the candidate? We're told that a whole bunch of people down ticket are worried about this.
Well, if you look at his numbers, they're not great. When you take him, and even Michigan, they compared him to Marco Rubio, to Ted Cruz, to other candidates. He doesn't fare well. If it was a one-on-one, he probably would not win the state of Michigan. So you'd have to worry, and you'd also have to worry about the kinds of things he says. Because when you're an individual candidate in a district like Michigan, you're the face. That's the person
you
that you can put your hands on.
It.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Need to answer to it. All right. I've taken you over. By the way, I should have mentioned Congressman Rogers is in studio with us right now. He doesn't have the greatest phone in the world. but you're broadcasting back to Michigan from here, so you got to go do your show prep. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks
for a lot.
Me.
Good to have you. It's now 7:44.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If you're serious about selling your home, you need to call an agent you can trust, and that agent is my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, a lot of agents, they make promises, and some even try to copy our friend Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle. Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it. That's a guarantee that you can trust. Frank has over 9,000 buyers lined up, and his marketing system attracts the right kind of buyers, creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Gary and Mary Ann of Frederick were retired military. When they decided to relocate, they turned to Frank. He recommended some repairs, even arranged for the contractors. The result, they got top dollar for their home in 3 weeks flat. All agents, not the same. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Stafford, northbound Route 1 at Garrisonville Road, an accident on the shoulder. Westbound 66 is crowded Glebe Road to Sycamore Street, while eastbound slows down 28 up to 50, also between 29 and Business 234. Out of loop of the Beltway, right after Telegraph Road, there's an accident. It's down to one lane. Inner loop at the Beltway is slow at Wilson Bridge due to a disabled truck now over on the shoulder. Southbound Anacostia Freeway is heavy 50 to Benning Road to East Capitol Street. And Falls Church, Route 7 at Dominion Drive, an accident on the shoulder. Southbound 270 at Montrose Road, there's a crash on the shoulder. And some heavy volume, Middlebrook Road to 370. That delay continues to Shady Grove Road. Northbound 395 is heavy Boundary Channel Drive up to Ohio Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warmth will continue to build. I'm not sure about record warmth, but warm enough, as we'll see a few clouds around at times. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy as we go through today. 75 up in the upper 70s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees at 747. Listen, we want to talk a little bit more about this story that is developing about Hillary's emails. The story was that, this guy, Brian Pagliano, this is the guy who was granted immunity by apparently the Justice Department, FBI, so that he could testify about what he knew. Many people looked at this and said, major development. You don't go down this path unless you're conducting a pretty serious investigation. Information is proffered ahead of time by his attorney, so you know exactly sort of what he's going to bring to you by granting that immunity. Many people thought that did not portend well for Hillary Clinton. But there's another development as a result of that, and that is that up on Capitol Hill, where they want to hear from Pagliano and what he knows, he has always said, no, I'm going to plead the fifth. Well, they're now saying, because you have been granted immunity on this issue, you no longer can plead the fifth, and there's some speculation they might call him back and testify before Congress about what he knows about Hillary's email server. It should be very interesting.
Well, and we just heard from Representative Mike Rogers about that, and I agree with him. I think Congress should stay out of the way. Let the investigation go forward. Don't get in the middle of it, because I think the American people at this point think that the congressmen in some way on the Hill are just grandstanding on the issue unless they've got very specific stuff. So, listen, maybe behind closed doors they can have this guy testify to the Benghazi committee. Meanwhile, last night it came up. There was a Democratic town hall on Fox News Channel at 6 p.m., Brett Baer questioning each of the candidates in separate settings. And here's Hillary on the emails.
I have said it wasn't the best choice to use a personal email.
You don't say.
It was a mistake. Mm-hmm. However, I am not alone in that. Many people in the government, past and current, have on occasion or as a practice done the same.
You know, many people in the past and currently on occasion or regularly have done the same. It's such a lawyered answer, what she's giving.
And what's
here
interesting is I don't think that anybody that she can point to had their own personal server.
None of them at this scale. Every email, 50,000 pages. Are you kidding me?
Nothing I sent was marked classified or that I received was marked classified. And specifically,
and that's because she told them to take the classified markings off of them when they sent it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that they're trying to figure out is how they bridge the gap, because you have your classified information in one system and your unclassified email systems in another, and they're not connected.
Someone exploited the system.
There's what you call an air gap. Right. And so somebody has to go with a flash drive or a nerd stick and dupe that stuff over and then come over.
A nerd stick?
Yeah, you know, the little USB.
A USB memory stick.
Memory
nerd stick.
Stick.
But that's kind of disparaging, Mr. Wilson.
Well,
but I took you off track.
Okay, yeah. So,
with respect to your question, every government official, and this is a legal theory, not just a theory, it's a legal rule, gets to choose what is personal and what is official. What we turned over were more than 30,000 emails that I assumed were already in the government system, Brett.
And, of course, they weren't all in the government system because of her email system.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, as you were saying.
Well, you got to bridge that gap somehow, that air gap. And so then the question is, did she authorize somebody to do that? Did she share a password so that they could do that when she wasn't in the office?
And I say it doesn't matter because no one would have bridged that gap. No one would have transferred that information from a secure system to the non-secure system if she hadn't recklessly and against federal guidelines if she hadn't set the system up in the first place. That, as Joe DeGeneva says, is the original sin here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Democrats, knock yourself out there with that Hillary thing because she's going to be indicted.
Well, I don't know about she's going to be indicted.
I think she
I would not be that strong on it. They weasel their way out of, well, everything. It's 751 on WMAL.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS Neuro Health Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS Neuro Health Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Frederick, Maryland on March 21st at 6 p.m. Visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is now 7:53, time to check in on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Wall Street's going to have a tough time stretching that five-day winning streak to six. Futures point to a lower open today because there are more concerns about China's economy slowing down. Not as many concerns about Urban Outfitters. The teen store sold more of its Free People brand of clothes. That kept profits from falling as much as feared. Shares of Apple are going to get clipped today. Chipmaker Dialogue Semiconductor, which supplies chips to Apple, warns its business is getting weaker because of slowing smartphone sales. Not good news for Apple. There are pickets outside the J.P. Morgan Chase headquarters in New York City this morning. United Airlines executives are attending a conference inside. The airline's mechanics are outside, warning they may go on strike if they don't get a decent contract and soon. And the Yelp for People app is here. Makers say it helps check the references of people around you, like your neighbors or your coworkers or even your dates. A lot of people call the app scary. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway right after Telegraph Road. There is an accident. It's down to one lane. Westbound 66 slows Glebe Road to Sycamore Street. Southbound 270 is crowded. 370 to Shady Grove Road. Delay continues to Montrose Road where an earlier accident's been cleared away. Northbound 395 slows between the GW Parkway and the 14th Street Bridge in Falls Church. Route 7 at Dominion Drive. There's an accident on the shoulder. Traffic brought to you by Here Maps. Here Maps is the best way to get around the city with turn-by-turn voice guidance you can use in your car. Public transit info and maps that work offline. Now a free phone app. Get it at here.com/city. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Springtime warmth surging in now on the west side of high pressure. A few clouds around this morning, mostly cloudy at times, and partly cloudy to average it out today. 75. Tomorrow we're going to push the upper 70s, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 756.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2016 with everything you need to hit the water. March 11th through the 13th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now is the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center, March 11th through the 13th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit NationalCapitalBoatShow.com. That's NationalCapitalBoatShow.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. You know, as a single guy, I can tell you that finding the right person in the era of online dating is not easy. The endless swiping, and if you ever do make a connection, you really have no earthly idea what you're walking into on that first date. Am I right? Well, I found a better way. It's Just Lunch. Here's how it worked for me. I met with my matchmaker, Kim, who took the time to get to know me and learn what I was looking for. Armed with that knowledge, she became my personal dating advocate, handpicking quality matches from the exclusive It's Just Lunch membership base. She even made reservations so that all we had to do was show up and start getting to know one another. Look, this is the way to go. I can tell you from personal experience, it's fun, it's easy, and you're going to meet some quality people. Do you want to trust your dating life to some online dating app algorithm or a real person who's looking out for your best interests? Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or learn more at itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Do you want to make more money? Own your own business? Shake things up. Visit the Franchise Expo, March 19th and 20th at the Dulles Expo Center. Your ticket to the Franchise Expo gets you face-to-face with North America's hottest franchises, offering full and part-time opportunities, plus free seminars with everything you need to know to own a business. There are countless opportunities to be the boss, call the shots, and love your work at Virginia's largest Franchise Expo, March 19th and 20th at the Dulles Expo Center. Get tickets at WashingtonFranchiseExpo.com.
You see top doctors. You go to the best hospitals. When you get sick, you know you'll get great care. But what are you doing to take care of your health? Staying healthy means doing all you can to prevent diseases before they strike. That's why you need Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading prevention specialist. A PLC exam goes far beyond your doctor's annual physical or executive exam with the latest technology for predicting your risk of future disease. Their experts can help you avoid cancers, diabetes, heart attacks, and other preventable diseases. And with their advanced genomic and metabolic testing program, Princeton Longevity can create an individualized nutrition and fitness plan for optimal health tailored to your genetic makeup. You'll get the latest scientifically proven strategies for getting back on track and making the most of your future years. Take care of your health. Call right now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or visit us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Hospitals are for sick people. At Princeton Longevity, we help you make sure you won't need one.
At Merit Construction Services, we've been custom building great relationships since 1967. Today, we're one of the most seasoned builders in the Mid-Atlantic. Merit Construction, building trust for 45 years. Visit MeritConstruction.com. At Merit Properties, we've been creating homes for businesses since 1967. Spaces for every kind of business and all kinds of customers throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia. Find a new home for your business. Search our listings at meritproperties.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
Larry Kudlow, CNBC, will sort out Trump's H-1B visas program.
RG3 has officially left the Redskins. We'll talk to our football analyst Trevor Maddich about that coming up right after the news. It's now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There are primaries today in Michigan and Mississippi for Republicans and Democrats, with the GOP also holding caucuses in Idaho and Hawaii. Michigan, with its more moderate GOP voters, is now seen as something of a battleground for Republicans.
Donald Trump campaigning in North Carolina, thinking much farther north.
Michigan's going to be, look, I've been fighting hard for cars. Cars are going to be made in our country.
There are, of course, still many cars made in the U.S., though the industry has shriveled. Coming on strong in Michigan, Ohio Governor John Kasich.
Hillary Clinton in the fall will be bragging about the Clinton economy. You know why it happened? Because Republicans got in, cut taxes, balanced budgets, and forced Bill Clinton to go along.
Kasich did not mention Clinton forced a couple government shutdowns to get the GOP leadership, with Newt Gingrich at the top, to compromise. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
On the Democratic side,
both contenders spent Monday campaigning in delegate-rich Michigan and appeared at a Fox News town hall. Bernie Sanders, who took heat for saying white people don't know what it's like to be poor, did damage control.
What I meant by that is that in African-American communities, you have people who are living in desperation, often being abused by white police officers.
While Hillary Clinton tried to put questions about her emails to rest.
Once the American people see it, they will know how absurd this is.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The race for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Maryland remains too close to call. Representatives Donna Edwards and Chris Van Hollen are battling for the nomination. A new Gonzales poll out this morning gives Van Hollen a one-point edge. The White House says First Lady Michelle Obama will attend Nancy Reagan's funeral this Friday in California. The former First Lady died over the weekend at the age of 94.
Mrs. Reagan's body will lie in repose at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, just north of Los Angeles, beginning Wednesday from 1 p.m. until 7 p.m. Pacific time, and again on Thursday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Nancy Reagan had a lot to do with the planning of her own funeral, too, from the guest and speakers list to the pallbearers.
She knew what she wanted.
The funeral Friday morning will not be open to the public, but preparations are being made for 1,000 invited guests. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The fast food drive-thru. It's been an integral part of American culture for decades, but now that Chick-fil-A plans to move into a crowded Northwest D.C. neighborhood, neighbors are starting to rethink the idea.
Chick-fil-A says it'll be able to fit up to 10 cars in its driveway at the new Van Ness location.
We oppose having car traffic crossing the sidewalk to go into the drive-thru.
Susan Kimmel with Ward 3 Vision says the drive-thru model's not consistent with her vision for the neighborhood.
We're encouraging a walkable neighborhood and vibrant commercial establishments all along Connecticut Avenue that is pedestrian-friendly.
Her group is setting up a petition to eliminate the drive-thru altogether. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Virginia Senate has approved a bill to allow the state to execute condemned inmates in the electric chair whenever it runs out of lethal injection drugs. The bill passed the GOP-controlled Senate after a passionate debate. The Republican-dominated House has already approved it. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,074, the Nasdaq at 4708. Sports' Nicholas Backstrom and T.J. Oshie score for the Caps in a shootout as the Caps beat Anaheim. The Wizards are in Portland tonight. At spring training in Florida, the Nats win again. The O's lose. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news. The inside story. Traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs, but then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-354-5391. That's 800-354-5391. 800-354-5391.
Need garage door repair?
GarageDoorRepair.com.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound GW Parkway after Spout Run Parkway, an accident. The outer loop of the Beltway is heavy. Van Dorn Street as you make your way to Telegraph Road. That's where an accident has down to one lane. Then there's some heavy volume 95 to University Boulevard to Georgia Avenue. The inner loop slows down Leesburg Pike to Legion Bridge. Eastbound 66 slows down 234 south to 29. Also eastbound 66, a slow ride 110 to Roosevelt Bridge. Southbound 270 is crowded 118 up to 370. Delay continues to Shady Grove Road up to 28. Westbound 50 in Maryland, that's heavy Landover Road as you make your way to Bladensburg Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great run of weather over the next few days. Beautiful for this time of year. Temperatures well above average by 20, 25 degrees in some cases. Average highs in the low 50s. Today, 75, partly to mostly cloudy. Tonight, some clouds, 51. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Chantilly, 50 in Greenbelt, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Mitt Romney records a campaign robocall for Marco Rubio. Hear it at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we appreciate that. Keep doing it daily, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins! Hail victory!
Well, it's not football season, but it is time to talk about the Redskins because, something that we had long anticipated finally happened yesterday. The Washington Redskins released Robert Griffin III, a good day to have our good friend Trevor Maddich alongside of us to help us understand what happens next and to give us some information about that and perhaps get him to reflect upon the career, the life and times, at least on the football field, of Peyton Manning. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian. Hey, Larry. Hey. Great to talk with you guys.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Okay, so nobody was surprised. We all knew this was going to happen. They had until March 9th at 4 p.m. to release him, and they released him yesterday, and that means that his $16.5 million will not go against the team's salary cap.
Yep, and so the Redskins can use that in free agency and try to replace some of the draft choices that they gave up when they got him. See, this is why it's not just losing the quarterback that matters. It's losing the quarterback and the draftees that they could have gotten had they not made that trade. And so RG3 walking out the door is like RG3 plus two high number one draft choices plus a high number two draft choice walking out the door. And the Redskins will have to replace all that investment. And so freeing up some of that cap space will allow them to start that process in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, that is really sort of the whole thing, is that we spent three, first-round draft picks to get RG3. And that just didn't turn out to be the best investment of our draft picks, it seems.
That's a very kind thing to say.
Well,
it was an unmitigated disaster. And the Redskins were willing to take that risk because a franchise quarterback that you might have for 10 years, think of Peyton Manning, for goodness sake.
Right.
They took the risk that RG3 would be that guy. And so to them, if he did pan out that way, it would have been worth the price.
It would have been brilliant. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to take risks sometimes. And by the way, everybody, talks about what a disaster it was. Didn't work out that great for the Rams, did it? I mean, when was the last time they made the playoffs?
Right. The Rams didn't use all those draft choices to the best effect, really. But you know what may happen? It's not out of the question that RG3 could go to the Rams.
Right.
Their quarterback situation is dire, and that's one of the teams that RG3 would very likely start immediately for. So wouldn't that be ironic if the Rams got those draft choices and RG3? And wouldn't it be interesting to Redskins fans if RG3 did not pan out there like a lot of the other draft choices did, and it would just be bad for everybody.
I mean, he now goes, he's out there on the market, and I think somebody will pick him up. I would wonder if the year off has perhaps given him the opportunity to get really, really healthy again. What do we know about his condition at the moment?
Well, we know that he's not the same explosive runner that he was. But we've also learned that he's not the explosive runner style that we thought he might be. He was fast on the track in a straight line, but he was not elusive. So he was hard to catch. But if you could catch him, you could hit him hard. And that's one of the reasons that he suffered so many injury problems. So even if he slowed down a little bit in straight line speed, the next team needs to know that his speed is not all that useful, because they've got to keep him in the pocket and not let him get out to where he can be hit, because he does lack elusiveness. That's an interesting thing that I think we all learned as we watched him in the NFL.
All right, so what about the other moves that the Redskins have made over the past couple of weeks, including Kirk Cousins, and any other moves that they may have made?
Well, putting the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins was smart for the Redskins. And really, I think Kirk Cousins' agents played it smart as well, because it means that they have until July to try to get a long-term deal done. And if they don't, then Cousins has a chance to prove that he's worth more money than they were initially offering. And the Redskins have a chance to make sure that he wasn't just a one-year wonder before they break the bank. Remember, they need their long-term quarterback locked in. It looks like Cousins the guy, but it looked like RG3 would be the guy.
Yeah.
So it gives everybody a chance to kind of take a breath and make sure everything is right. So that's good. And freeing up the cap space is important, too, because go back to RG3, and they thought, the Redskins did, that they'd have around $30 million of extra cap space to make up for the loss of the draft choices they traded away by signing free agents. But literally, in the same minutes, the same days that they made the trade to the Rams, they also found out, just after the trade was finalized, that they would lose over $30 million in cap space over the next 2 years as a penalty from the NFL because of the Albert Haynesworth.
Right. Uh-huh.
So now it's kind of reversed. Now they've got, you know, by letting RG3 go, they free up that cap space and they can get into free agency, and they've got to get a lot younger on the defense really, really fast.
Can I just say, you know, I have been very critical of Daniel Snyder and this trade that he did for
Daniel.
I said Daniel. And I have been.
I don't think I've ever heard you call him Daniel. You usually call him Little Danny Snyder.
If you'll let me finish, you'll understand why.
I'm excited.
But I have seen with this owner, I think, some maturation and some growth, and he has allowed the coaches to coach, and he's allowed the managers to manage. And so, you know, I think right now I'm just going to go ahead and just do it. I am willing to reconsider my position on Dan Snyder.
Because I
believe that when people grow and they change and they get better, that they ought to get a second chance. So, I'm just saying right here and now, I am now open to the idea that Dan Snyder could be a great owner.
You know what? Daniel Snyder, he bought this team for reasons other than what some Redskins fans think. A lot of Redskins fans thought that Dan Snyder bought the team so he could be a fantasy football owner with a real team, and he wanted to feed his ego. Well, guess what? Every NFL owner has a big ego. But Dan Snyder, I believe, bought the team because he wants to be among the greats. He wants to win. If he just wanted to feed his ego, he wouldn't have to have spent all that money on players and coaches. And I think he did so because he wants to win, and he's learned over the years some of the mistakes that he's made that have hurt his team's opportunity on the field. One of those things was relationships with some star players, including his relationship with RG3, which I believe hurt RG3 and the team. But I agree with you. I think Dan Snyder is evolving, and I think by the time it's done, he will bring a Super Bowl championship, at least one, back to the Redskins, and I think he will be seen as an outstanding owner. So I think Redskins fans need to think like you're thinking, Brian, and that is,
well, he's on probation. He's on probation with me.
So a very, very good owner.
I love it. Thank you. So it's so great to see people coming around to my position.
Yeah. No, he had to earn it. Hey, real quick, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning changed the way quarterback is played. All quarterbacks could audible at the line of scrimmage, when he came into the league. But he changed the way those audibles went from picking one player or another pass or a run, depending on the count of the defense at the line of scrimmage, to completely manipulating the field before the snap. And quarterbacks are trying to duplicate that, and very few have been able to do it to the extent that he's been able to. He's been a great ambassador. He's been a great winner. But he also changed the way the game's played, much like Lawrence Taylor. Very few players have ever changed their position to the extent that Manning has.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Trevor Manich. How lucky are we that we got to live in the era of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning at the same time?
Amazing.
Really, really cool time to be football
fans.
Thank you, Trevor Manich. Can't wait to talk to you when football season rolls around.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trevor. It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound the BW Parkway down to 11 miles per hour. Landover Road going up to 50. Southbound 270 slows 124 to 370 to Falls Road as you continue to Montrose Road. Southbound 270 also crowds Father Hurley Boulevard and Middlebrook Road. Northbound 395 slows Boundary Channel Drive to Ohio Drive. Eastbound 66 near Monument Drive, a disabled vehicle. And right before 123, there's an accident on the shoulder. Westbound 66 is heavy Glebe Road to Sycamore Street. Out a loop of the Beltway, 14 miles per hour, 95 to Colesville Road. And right after Telegraph Road, an accident has now been moved to the shoulder. In Virginia, northbound 95 is crowded the Franconia Springfield Parkway as you make your way to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It's going to be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times today. A high of around 75 degrees tonight, down to around 51. Tomorrow should be a gorgeous day. Mostly sunny and a high of 78 degrees. Thursday in the upper 70s, Friday in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, temperature is 51 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Last night, Fox News Channel had a rare opportunity. They got to speak with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Now, it wasn't a debate. It was one of these town hall setups. Oh, the DNC would never give Fox News the opportunity to have a debate of their candidates. But this is the next best thing. Bret Baier hosted this during his regular time slot there for special report. 6 p.m., by the way. Interesting. Interesting to me that they didn't want this in prime time, they being the Democrats, not Fox News. I'm sure Fox News would have loved to have it in prime time, but we'll give you some highlights. Let's start with some questioning of Bernie Sanders, and let's remind you first of what Bernie Sanders said at the debate this weekend in Flint, Michigan.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
Wow. White people don't know what it's like to be poor or hassled walking down the street or dragged out of a car. So as you can well imagine, that raised a lot of eyebrows all day yesterday. Bret Baier asked Bernie about that.
You said this, quote, "When you are white, you don't know what it's like to be poor." Different communities interpreted that different ways. What did you mean by that?
No, what I meant, look, there is no candidate in this race who has talked more about poverty than I have. And one of the things that's disturbed me, media doesn't often cover that. We have 47 million people in this country living in poverty. That is a higher rate than any other country in the industrialized world.
Wow, all that under Barack Obama, who has instituted policies that Bernie Sanders would love to expand upon. Could you get to the answer, though, here about white people not understanding poverty, Bernie?
What I meant by that is that in African-American communities, you have people who are living in desperation, often being abused by white police officers. That is a bad thing, and that has got to change, and that's why I'm fighting to reform a broken criminal justice system. But I know about white poverty. It exists in my state. It exists all over this country. In the richest country in the history of the world, we have more income and wealth inequality than any other major country. We have too many people living in poverty. We have got to change our national priorities. We have got to deal with that issue.
Yeah, wealth inequality, by the way, has nothing to do with poverty. They'd be upset. If everybody on the bottom end of the scale was making $100,000 a year, they'd still be angry if it wasn't equal, if their inequality was a big gap, okay? So don't cloud those two issues. But can I just here's a question, and again, I hate being the armchair quarterback here.
Yeah.
But isn't it great to follow up with a Democrat like Bernie Sanders and say, you talk about the terrible conditions in urban centers for African Americans, and the vast majority of blacks in America live in urban centers. Well, these urban centers in America have been under the governance almost exclusively of representatives of the Democratic Party, either as mayor or city councilman. And I'm talking about no matter where you are in this country, in the South, in the West, in the North, in the East, the major urban centers are run by Democrats. And if they are having such horrid conditions in these cities with decades of rule by the Democratic Party, why on earth should we want to replicate that on a national level from the White House? But nobody asks
That's a great question.
And they don't have an answer to it. Meanwhile, Brett Baer cornered Hillary Clinton on emails.
Clarify, the State Department has redacted and declared 2,101 of your work emails classified, at least at the confidential level, 44 classified as secret, 22 classified as top secret. So you said at a March press conference in 2015, quote, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. So can we say definitively that that statement not accurate?
No, you can't. Here's what happens. The State Department has a process for determining what is or isn't classified. If they determine it is, they mark it as classified.
Well, who decides?
The State Department decides.
But what about you when you're typing an email?
No, the State Department decides what is, and let me go a step further here. I will reiterate, because it's a fact, nothing I sent or received was marked classified. Now, what happens when you ask or when you are asked to make information public is that it's reviewed and different agencies come in with their opinions. As you know, just recently, Colin Powell's emails were retroactively classified from more than 10 years ago.
Right.
As he said, that was an absurdity. I could not agree more.
So you're content.
Yeah, so she keeps swinging Colin Powell out there. By the way, we should always preface this by saying Colin Powell, the man who endorsed Barack Obama twice. So he's the strong, sturdy Republican they keep throwing out there.
Yeah.
Is any of this digested in your side?
It is all smokescreen. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is the moment she decided to set up the private email server is when she violated the law in my mind. And anything else that happened after that is just, you know, gravy.
822 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Marianne, the owner of First Class Plumbing. Tired of answering machines? Call First Class Plumbing and talk directly to a master plumber day or night. 866-98-WATER.
You know, spring is in the air, and it's time to open up your windows, let the fresh spring air in. Are your windows hard to open? You know, some of those old windows, they are. They get very difficult. Is it hard to clean them quickly and simply? Well, that sounds bad. How about a window you can open and clean very easily? One that helps you save energy all year long? Well, doesn't that sound better? Call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now. 855-57-CREEK. Ask about a free window. Those worn-out windows can make your house look gloomy and drive up your utility bills. And new windows will make your house shine and help reduce your utility bills. Pick up the phone right now. 855-57-CREEK for the best deal of the year. Buy three windows, get one free. And free always sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient windows. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town, eliminates the middlemen, and saves you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Go to thompsoncreek.com for more details.
Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I was told you could make us feel better.
You're suffering from too much junkitis. Point at something you haven't used lately.
Wow, it's gone. Try it, honey. You'll feel light as a feather.
All you have to do is point.
I feel like I'm flying.
That's the sound of optimism and energy and possibilities.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The national debt is $18 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just 8 years, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. So what does this mean for our future generations? As the debt grows, it will hurt our economy. That could lead to lower wages and fewer good-paying jobs. Money for other important programs, like education, will shrink. And our bridges and roads may simply be left to fall apart. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help.
ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future.
Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
It is now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Dave Solomon, who's in for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound, the Anacostia Freeway is crowded 50 to Benning Road up to East Capitol Street. The inner loop of the Beltway is heavy Leesburg Pike to the GW Parkway, while the outer loop gets crowded 95 up to Colesville Road to Georgia Avenue. Northbound, the Indian Head Highway slows down Fort Washington Road to Old Fort Road, and northbound Branch Avenue at 7 miles per hour between the Suitland Parkway and Pennsylvania Avenue. Traffic brought to you by Vivolka. Baking authentic European-style creations has never been easier. New Vivolka puff pastry, croissant, and pizza dough. It's European bakery style made easy. Look for it in the refrigerated dough aisle and find delicious recipes and more at WeWantVivolka.com. It's Vivolka. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I don't know if we're breaking records, but warm enough, right? As temperatures are going to be well into the 70s, should be in the low 50s this time of year. We're already in the low 50s this morning, partly to mostly cloudy as we go through the day. 75. Tonight, some clouds, 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 826.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Yesterday on this program, we told you the story of a couple of firefighters from Stafford County down in Fredericksburg who were suspended because, well, because they decided to take a kid who was cyanotic, who was turning blue and having a seizure to the hospital when they determined that it was going to be a while before the ambulance could get there. They took him in the fire truck, and that was a violation of policy, and they were suspended. And we and many of our listeners called in to say, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. Saved the kid's life, probably, by doing that. Well, apparently they have conducted a preliminary investigation in Stafford County, and volunteer firefighters James Kelly and Virgil Bloom, who made that split-second decision, have been reinstated. Very good news.
They've been reinstated pending the continuance of the investigation. We will keep an eye on it. And by the way, can we just point out they're being reinstated as volunteers?
Yeah.
It's not like they were losing a paycheck or anything. They put their life on the line to protect the people of their community as volunteer firefighters, and they were suspended from that. We'll see. I mean, I'm not encouraged by some of the language in this report about it, where they say that it still remains under investigation and they did not follow proper medical protocols. We shall see.
Well, here's what Captain Kelly had to say about it.
We don't get compensated for what we do, so the good outcome is basically what we like to hear. So when a story like this happens and a child comes out well, that's our payment. So we really appreciate that. You know, felt good to be back back on the fire truck. I appreciate all the support from the citizens, the community.
It's 8:28.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $2 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Mucosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Joining us in just a moment, Larry Kudlow, 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump's strong campaign connection with blue-collar white voters gets a serious test today in Michigan's Republican primary. It's the first industrial state to vote this year. Marco Rubio, meanwhile, is pinning his hopes on Florida, which votes next Tuesday. And now he's getting a boost.
2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney has recorded a robocall for Senator Marco Rubio down in Florida. The crux of the call, not so much an endorsement. In fact, it's not an endorsement at all. More of an endorsement of stopping Donald Trump.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, hopes to win enough delegates today to move her past the halfway mark of the number she needs to win the Democratic nomination.
Big stakes today for Democrats in Michigan and Mississippi, especially Michigan, which is rather delegate rich. And the race is pretty close there between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Polls show Clinton ahead, but I'm hearing from both camps that they think that this is actually tighter than we've seen in the polls.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. That Gonzalez poll out this morning finds that Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's approval rating is now 70%, including 53% of Maryland Democrats. 45% of those responding say they strongly approve of the job Hogan is doing. Two Stafford County volunteer firefighters have been reinstated just hours after they were suspended for a rules violation. The two had transported a critically ill child to the hospital on a fire truck instead of waiting for an ambulance, as they're supposed to. Officials in Northern California say darkness, rain, and swift water complicated rescue efforts overnight after a downed tree on the tracks reportedly caused a commuter train to derail. That sent the lead car plunging into a creek. 9 people were hurt, 4 of them seriously. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,074, the Nasdaq at 4708. Sports, the Caps overpower the Ducks in a shootout. NBA, the Wizards are in Portland tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the Orioles lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, but we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from smile design to porcelain veneers to enhanced smile teeth whitening. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry changes lives on a daily basis, and we can change yours too. Call me today at McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Is the daily grind feeling like, well, a grind? Make a change. Come to the Franchise Expo March 19th and 20th at the Dulles Expo Center and take control of your future. Get face-to-face with North America's hottest franchises, offering full and part-time opportunities, plus free seminars with everything you need to know to own a business. There are countless opportunities to be the boss, call the shots, and love your work at Virginia's largest Franchise Expo, March 19th and 20th at the Dulles Expo Center. Get tickets at WashingtonFranchiseExpo.com.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tahidu, a local 7-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
What's in the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network? In a word, hope. This isn't just one hospital. This is a network of MedStar Health Hospitals joining forces to conquer cancer. These aren't just ordinary physicians. These are some of the most renowned cancer specialists in the country. using the latest treatment options to treat not just cancer, but your cancer. These aren't just standard options. These are state-of-the-art procedures and treatment options for even the most complex cases.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has the only comprehensive cancer center in Washington, D.C., designated by the National Cancer Institute. Learn how we're giving new hope to people with cancer. Visit MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. That's MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope.
This isn't just a cancer network. This is a network of hope.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound 66 slows down Glebe Road to Sycamore Street. Southbound 270, a slow ride 370 to Falls Road to Montrose Road. Also between Father Hurley Boulevard and Middlebrook Road. Westbound 50 in Maryland gets crowded. New York Avenue to Bladensburg Road. Also between Landover Road and the BW Parkway. Northbound 395, it's 13 miles per hour between Washington Boulevard and Boundary Channel Drive to Ohio Drive. Outer loop of the Beltway slows 95 up to Colesville Road as you continue to Georgia Avenue. Northbound 95 in Virginia is crowded. The Franconia Springfield Parkway to the Beltway. Southbound New Hampshire Avenue is heavy. Eastern Avenue, North Capitol Street. Westbound East Capitol Street, Southeast slows down Central Avenue going up to Benning Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I don't know if we're breaking records, but warm enough, right? As temperatures are going to be well into the 70s, should be in the low 50s this time of year. We're already in the low 50s this morning, partly to mostly cloudy as we go through the day. 75. Tonight, some clouds, 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Centerville, 52 in Germantown, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by ARS of Virginia. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
We absolutely have to be able to keep the brain power in this country.
So you are abandoning the position on your website.
I'm changing it and I'm softening the position because we have to have talented people in this country.
That was Donald Trump last Thursday at the GOP debate, as he said, changing and softening, as he put it, his position specifically to H-1B visas, which are the visas that are given to temporary foreign workers. Many of these visas have been abused in some people's minds. Given to foreign workers who come here, get high-tech software engineering STEM-type degrees, and then because they're coming from a foreign nation, they will take a job here in America for less than what an American citizen would take. Yesterday, on the Michael Savage show, Donald Trump was asked about this by Dr. Savage. It was one of his, I think, 98 exclusive interviews he gives each day. And try to make a sense of this interview.
There are plenty of American workers who could do the jobs. So why would you expand the H-1B visa program?
This example is Disney, what they're doing. They're having people train these people, and after they're trained, they get fired.
No, I know that. So I'm saying, if you become president, which I hope you do, would you tell the American people that you're going to knock out the H-1B visas for a while and let Americans train for the jobs?
We have to get our people working first, Michael. Before we can do anything, we have to get our people working.
All right. Listen, Larry Kudlow is a CNBC senior contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7. And because I listen to the Larry Kudlow Show, I know for a fact, Larry Kudlow, that unlike many people in the media, you've actually gone to the trouble of reading Donald Trump's immigration and visa plan. You've gone to the trouble of reading his plan on taxes. And so can you tell me where you think he stands on these H-1B visas? Because I'm still confused.
Well, in the plan, it didn't really specify. It didn't walk through that aspect of the plan. By the way, in that plan, there was no mention of deportation of illegals. So I think any policy shifts, and maybe this is a policy shift, I'm not sure it is. It's hard to know. I mean, there's nothing on paper about this. So he may be reemphasizing a point. I myself am pretty open to the H-1B visas, pretty open, especially, I mean, I think this is what he's getting at. If foreign kids come over here, you know, Asians, for example, Indians and so forth, South Koreans, I don't know, whatever, we educate them at our best schools, you know, literally our best schools, and then as the law stands now, they have to be sent back. Now, that law has been tried to be amended several times, but so far as I know, since they never got a broad immigration bill, I don't think it ever was amended. So I think what Donald is saying is if we train them, we should keep them. And if they want to stay, we should keep them. And I think what Michael Savage is saying, well, no, we shouldn't, because we've got Americans that can fill that position. It's a tricky debate. It's a very tricky debate. And really, it sort of depends on which CEO you talk to, and it sort of depends on measure the impact.
Yeah.
A lot of people say there's a techie shortage of brain. I call them brainiacs. So a lot of people say the United States is not producing enough brainiacs, and consequently would let the foreign brainiacs stay here for a while. I think that's what he's saying.
But what do you make of the fact that he changed his position, like apparently just on the fly in a debate, and was stating a position in the debate that was 180 degrees from his position that was on his position papers?
Well, again, there's nothing in the position papers on H-1B visas specifically. As far as I know, I guess I have to go back and...
Well, there is now. Now he says that he wants to raise the minimum wage. There's a minimum wage for STEM visas, which is $65,000. 50% of the H-1B visas that go to STEM graduates get that minimum $65,000. He wants to raise that. By the way, 80% of the H-1B visas go to the second tier of salaries. So I think that there is some validity here, Larry Kudlow, to, you know, a parent lamenting the fact that they've saved all their lives to put their kid into school.
Yeah.
Get this software engineering degree, and then they want to make a wage that is commensurate with that kind of job here in America, and the wages are being driven down in the marketplace because you got someone from Pakistan who has a different standard of living.
Well, are the wages being driven down?
$65,000 a year for that kind of degree at that kind of job? I don't know. Do you think that that's commensurate with the market?
Well, it's hard to know the market, per se. I mean,
because it's been gamed.
You'd need a lot of studying to look at that and compare that. In different sections of the country, for example, and even in the STEM area itself, some are more lucrative than others. That's my point. I mean, we've had almost a 20-year debate in this country about low-income wage earners, you know, poorly educated. And my own particular view is we should not let them in. We should have a freeze on that for several years. I think they are taking American jobs. Not all economists agree with that point of view. There have been studies that said low-income, low-skilled people coming in, depress wages. There's two sides to that argument. Or that they depress wages, let's say, along the border, where they tend to come, you know, across the border, and where they go first is, let's say, Tucson, Arizona, El Paso, Texas. Does it, in fact, depress wages? I think most economists would say, yes, along the border, there is evidence that they depress wages. But over a period of time, now whether that's 5 to 10 years or so, I don't know exactly, but they don't. So there's a big debate. I myself, my own view, that's all I can give you, because, again, I've not heard Donald say this until the debate, and in our conversations with him on air, he's never mentioned this.
Right.
I would keep a freeze, a moratorium, on low-income, low-skilled wages. In fact, a lot of people believe that we should have an economic test for these, not a family test. Do you follow me? It should be an economic test. What can they contribute to the United States? And they'd have to jump over certain hurdles to come in and become legal.
Hmm.
Right now, illegal is a different matter altogether. If you're illegal, they want you to leave. And, you know, that's been Trump's particular point of view. And I don't know about deportation. I've never been a fan of deportation, but I would try somehow, through these identifications and technologies to keep them, to stop them or send them back if they don't have a clear job. But family entrance for sure. Whether Donald is breaking new ground here, it sounds like he is, but I'm not 100% sure of that. And, you know, all these guys shift their positions at least at the margin.
Right.
I mean, you see this all the time.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Larry Kudlow. Thank you so much.
Always good to have you. We knew we would get a thorough answer from you.
Always do.
I got to go back and reread his position paper and look for it, because I don't think it was there originally.
All right.
We got to leave it there. It's now 8:44.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. Boy, that is an understatement. They were awful. It gave me a fear of the dentist, actually. And I put off going to the dentist as much as I could until I felt pain. And then when you feel pain, you know that it's too late, isn't it? And then it got even worse. So get out of that vicious cycle if you're with me, if you also hate going to the dentist, because I've found a dentist that I actually enjoy visiting. Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate, non-judgmental, and I now don't dread going to the dentist. I actually have been on a regular basis, and it's only because of Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. You know, the pain is a big part of why people don't go to the dentist, and I understand that. Trust me, I get it. Well, listen to the name of the company I'm talking about here, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You need to check out Sedation Dentistry. It makes a huge difference, especially if you've got major work that's needed or even a cleaning and you don't want that and you've got pain associated with that. Sedation Dentistry could very well be the solution for you. It was for me. If you have any dental fear at all, please call my friend Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She'll help you out. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In McLean, 123 near the GW Parkway, there is an accident. Eastbound 66 slows down 110 to Roosevelt Bridge. Anacostia Freeway southbound delay 50 to Benning Road as you make your way to East Capitol Street. The end of the Beltway is heavy 66 to Legion Bridge. Southbound 270, that's crowded Father Hurley Boulevard to 118 as you get up to 124. Also slow 370 to 28 on up to Montrose Road. Southbound GW Parkway slows 123 to Key Bridge, and that delay continues to Arlington Boulevard. Outer loop of the Beltway is crowded University Boulevard to Georgia Avenue, northbound 95 in Virginia. That slows down the Franconia Springfield Parkway as you make your way to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great run of weather over the next few days. Beautiful for this time of year. Temperatures well above average by 20, 25 degrees in some cases. Average highs in the low 50s. Today, 75, partly to mostly cloudy. Tonight, some clouds, 51. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 847.
I've got great news for you. If you like reality television as much as I do, something happened just about an hour ago on television.
What?
That will make you
what?
Froth with excitement over the new season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no. I'm over here on the other side with Geraldo Rivera.
Yes!
So you have a very long resume. Talk show host,
yes!
Political reporter, GMA correspondent, reality TV star. Why did you want to add dancing to that list?
Well, the last time I danced was at my wedding in 2003. I was drunk on tequila. I wanted to see if I could replicate that.
But you want to do it sober or no?
Well, it was on my bucket list. Between Edith and my other partner, Ben Gay, I'm having a great time.
Nice one.
Who doesn't want to see this? Geraldo Rivera. You're raising your hand. You don't want to see Geraldo Rivera.
I do not care
on
to see
Dancing
this.
With the Stars. Don't you understand?
I do not care to see this.
The battle. So you have to understand. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
No.
At all, ever?
No, and this would not make me want to watch. It would make me want to watch less.
I watched many of the first 10 seasons of its now 22 season lifetime on ABC. And one of the great things about Dancing with the Stars are the conflicts, sometimes between the contestants, oftentimes between the contestant and their professional ballroom dancing partner, the person who's teaching them. Because here's the thing about Geraldo. I think that we can all agree on this, especially after seeing him on television all these years, on a daily basis on Fox News and also on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera knows everything, is the greatest at everything he's ever done, and is better than everyone else at anything that he tries. Wouldn't you agree?
Sounds like a presidential candidate.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, as soon as his partner starts to correct him, we're going to hear things like,
"Are you
really
talking to me?
Yes.
You're lucky that you're my friend. I'd knock you out right now."
What? That's the kind of thing we want to see between these guys. And you know, listen, what happens if, you know, the camera crew that's, you know, following him in the rehearsal room gets in his way while he's trying to do a jeté or a pirouette or a grand jeté. Oh,
come on, get out of the way, man. Get out of the way.
Don't touch me.
Stop blocking my camera. Stop blocking my camera.
What happens when the other contestants get out there and start doing their big dance routines and Geraldo starts heckling them in the green room?
Stop it. You're making a fool of yourself. You're making a fool of yourself.
And let's not forget what happens when Geraldo shows up for one of his dances there on Dancing with the Stars wearing nothing but a towel and a smile on his face.
You know, I did the notorious selfie. Some argue that, you know, I started the whole craze about a year and a half ago.
This is something America deserves. We need to see Geraldo on Dancing with the Stars, and I am there day one.
You know, you got to be very careful when you're on radio and TV not to become a parody of yourself. Geraldo has become a parody of himself. And this is not a good thing.
Stop it! You're making a fool of yourself. You're making a fool of yourself.
If only Geraldo's agent had said that.
He's always been nice to me, and on a personal level, I really like the guy. But I mean, really, Geraldo, come on.
We'll be there. Also, other cast members rounding out the cast of Dancing with the Stars are a bunch of people who aren't Geraldo, and we don't care about them.